Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mel's making notes over there.
Oh, no.
Dear Diary.
Yeah.
Today, I saw Austin and Kyle. They're my best friend.
My heart fluttered like nobody's business.
Have you ever had a fart go too far?
A fart?
That's what she's writing in her diary.
Oh, wow.
No. I don't want to tell them.
Mel, anything you want to open up about?
But I smell like poop today because I poop my pants. But don't tell them. XO. Melissa. P.S.
Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. See you later, alligator. Melissa. P.S. Poop.
Smell, smell, fart.
Smell,
fart? Is that how you end your diary journal?
That's right.
Entries?
Smell, smell, fart.
Smell, smell, fart. That it's came, Melissa.
That came off. Yeah, that came out of your mouth way too smooth. I've seen you read scripts and that weren't as smooth as you going, smell, smell, smart. I can't even say it. So you've definitely said the phrase, smell, smell, fart, multiple times.
Multiple times. Smell, smell, fart.
Is that how you say goodbye to people?
Smell, smell,
smell, fart.
Smell, smell, fart.
Well, Gene, smell, smell, fart. See you later.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
It is. Is that how you, Brett, is that your vocal exercise every morning?
Yeah, in the car.
Smell, smell, fart. Smell, smell, fart. Smell, smell, fart.
It's more like smell, 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 fart.
Ooh,
smell, 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 fart. Fart, 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 smell.
Would you rather be a smell or I was going to call you fart and then me and Austin were smell, but I'm like, is smell bad though? You can smell good, I guess.
Yeah, fart's not good.
Okay, then you're definitely fart.
I would argue that a fart is good. It's releasing gas from your body.
Would you
good for the person releasing it, bad for the person receiving it.
Would you legally change your name to fart for $50,000?
Maybe.
Did you guys hear about the girl who...
Great yes anding by this crew over here. Maybe. Anyway.
Did you guys hear about the woman with the sinus infection?
What? No.
You mean Melissa a couple years ago?
Yeah, I know. No, well, this might actually give us some insight as to how she got it. So here we go. A woman spent 7 years suffering from relentless sinus infection that baffled doctors until they took culture samples from her nose and
it
finally...
7 years to do a culture sample?
Yeah, finally cracked the case. Do you want to know why? What it was?
What?
It was E. coli, courtesy of her ex. Now, you're probably like, how does she get E. coli from her ex-boyfriend?
This story's going to take a sad twist. I could tell.
So the story goes,
it's going to get dirty.
that she and her former boyfriend were holed up in a hotel room with two queen-size beds while she recovered from an operation. She was already snuggled under the covers when her ex, standing naked between the beds, turned his backside toward her. That is when the fart happened, Connell said.
Wow.
I've never, ever smelled anything that compares to that. Now, E. coli, as you know, is a group of bacteria commonly found in the intestinal tracts of healthy humans and animals.
In other words,
CDC.
The poop.
Most strains of E. coli are harmless and even beneficial, aiding digestion. But some strains can cause illness, including diarrhea, urinary tract infections, pneumonia, sepsis.
Pneumonia.
And in Connell's case, a sinus infection that just wouldn't quit.
All right. Then there you go. Nobody, and I mean nobody, should do a Dutch oven. Ever.
Well,
should that be our next fundraising campaign?
Hang on. Dutch ovens are funny.
They are funny.
Not if you can get E. coli or get pneumonia.
Yeah, but the guy who farted didn't get the E. coli. It was his ex-girlfriend.
And it was because she had a sinus infection going on. Open some things up.
Ew.
Dutch ovens, I will die on the hill of Dutch ovens.
Woodhams, if you were the one that got E. coli and a sinus infection or pneumonia because somebody gave you a Dutch oven.
Then I would change my tune.
Okay.
Well, guess what? That would put me through some life experiences that I would be ready to say I was wrong about.
Until that day comes.
They are funny.
I am all for Dutch ovens. Because they are very funny. I remember the last time I Dutch ovened one of my best friends. We had to sleep in the same bed together. And I just ripped one and then just whoosh, ripped the sheets up off the bed. Oh, it smelled so bad.
Have you ever lit one on fire?
No.
No?
Have you?
Yeah, wait. Your reaction to that was odd.
Smell.
It was like you being like, no, I've never tried chocolate.
You've never tried chocolate? Yeah. Have you ever murdered anyone?
No.
You haven't?
You haven't?
You gotta try it
You've
sometime.
Never lit a fart on fire?
Have you?
Porter's dad used to do it. It was so funny. It was so, I don't know why I thought it was so funny.
Is that
when
you fell in love with him?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Did you break up with him because he stopped lighting his farts on fire?
Yeah, he told you one day, Melissa, I got to grow up. You changed.
Yeah. Not everybody can pull that off and make it funny, but he's such a spaz that he could, you know?
It's a shame that Porter has a good relationship with his dad, because if he didn't, he'd be like, Mom, can you tell me about Dad? And Mel would start with, well, he used to light his farts on fire, and it was hilarious.
We were at a bonfire.
Yeah.
And there was a gas in the air that you wouldn't expect.
He rolled back as if he was doing a crunch. Lifted his legs high into the air.
You know Bill. Bill brought his lighter, and we thought, better use it.
It was a tiny Bic, and it turned into
a
massive
flame. You scared me for a minute. Tiny what?
It was a tiny Bic between his legs. That was one of the reasons why I left him. His Bic was too small.
Oh!
He had a tiny Bic. Half the time I didn't know when he pulled it out.
Oh, God. Now he's going to do tiny Bic jokes for like 20 minutes.
That's going to be the title of this.
No.
Smells. Tiny Bit. No.
Bic.
Bic.
Yeah, there we go.
Bic.
No, it's smell, tiny smell, Bic. Fart.
Smell, smell, fart.
I don't know. I kind of like, I like big Bics, and I cannot lie.
Now you're just inventing things.
Mm-hmm.
A Bic could also mean a pen, though, too.
It could.
Yeah, you know, shout out. Can we give a shout out to Bic for a little bit? The number of products that they make.
They do?
They have some range.
What do they make besides a pen?
And lighters.
Is that the same brand?
Yeah, it's the same brand.
Oh, okay.
Do
they make anything else besides pens and lighters?
They're covering the market.
Are they?
Pens,
the
lighters.
The whole Bic universe.
End of list.
From stationery to beauty products.
Beauty products?
That's just the pen.
They're drawing your face.
First time Melissa's listened to me all day. And this is after the show, mind you. Yeah, lighters. Oh, they have the new lighter with the collaboration between Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
What?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They tease him as like, you can light up a candle. Oh, and Snoop's like, oh, something else. My shizzle, my dizzle.
That seemed out of pocket for you.
That was a Snoop Dogg impression.
Wow. I felt like he was in studio with us
okay.
there.
Gin and juice.
Wow, they make a lot of different lighters.
Golly, you guys, you're killing me.
They also make maxi pocket lighters. Oh, those are lighters.
They make so many things. They got the maxi pocket lighters, the Martha Stewart lighters, the Snoop Dogg lighters. End of list.
They have body marking.
Kind of that's, body marking.
That's just light. That? That's when you put the lighter up to your skin.
Or is it a tattoo?
I think it's like a henna tattoo.
Weird. I don't mean to point it out.
Why? What am I saying weird?
Is that a tattoo?
You did kind of say a little weird.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, should've they make razors. Austin they make earlier. Razors. Razors is another one.
Oh, Bic razors. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about those.
They make unisex ones, too.
Those really cheap razors, though. Oh, my God. They will tear your skin apart.
I got, when I was about to officiate my friend's wedding, I went to go shave with a cheap razor that I got in the hotel lobby. Oh. Took out, not a chunk, but right above my upper lip. And it was so close that the whole time I'm like, everyone's going to think I have herpes.
Oh, no.
Like, everyone's going to talk about it all day. This day's about me, not the bride and groom.
Did I ever tell you about the story of when I had a massive breakout
herpes?
Around what? My mouth?
Ew, that is herpes.
It was like, yeah, it was like a lot of cold sores.
Oh, great.
He's got the herpes.
You keep spitting in my mouth
okay,
every morning.
First of all,
I thought we were fine.
Basically, everyone has had a herpes at some point in their life.
I've never had that.
You've never had a cold sore, Mel?
Nope.
You've had one since we've worked together.
I have not.
Yeah, you have.
I've never gotten one.
Never in your life have you gotten a cold sore?
Nope.
Okay, well, you're the weird one because everyone else has.
You are the weird one.
I don't know. You'll never see me with one. I don't watch me now that I say it. I'll probably get one. But no, I've never had one.
That's because you don't hook up enough.
This is true. Facts.
Meet a guy for once in your life, Mel. Jeez.
Kiss him. Get herpes. Come on. Do it for the show.
Yeah. It would give us something to talk about.
Yeah. We could have Mel's herpes updates.
We're running low on Mr. Miami content.
Yeah. Hump day herpes.
No,
it'd be a segment that we do.
Hump day herpes. We could do it every Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Does Mel have herpes?
Well, nope. You're the one that gets cold sores, guys. Why
check
don't
back
you do
next
it?
Week. Okay, so wait.
Nobody cares about my herpes.
I wasn't just here to reveal the fact that I once had a cold sore around my mouth.
Once. Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was once, and it was like kind of all over my mouth. At first, I thought they were zits, so I tried popping them. And I think
make it spread.
I think that spread it. Yeah. And so it made spread it real bad. I had a bunch around my mouth. It was gross. But there was this girl that I was kind of dating.
Oh, no.
And
you gave a girl herpes?
No. I was kind of dating her. This was pre-herpes. Kind of dating her. Would make out all the time. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no. She went in for one and got grossed out?
No. There was a point where, like, I was about to break things off with her. And like, so we had this like conversation.
She started making fun of you for your herpes.
No, stop.
Oh, sorry. Go.
She got real mad at me. Like real mad. And it was a bad like breakup. We weren't like technically dating. We were just kind of seeing each other. But she got real mad. And it was like, it was a nasty knockdown, drag out fight, like to break things off. About a week later, less than a week later, I start breaking out all around my mouth. And I'm like, what is this? These are not zits. These are cold sores.
This is college.
Where did this come from? Yeah, this was college. I did some digging, found out, oh, this might be herpes. I had to then text her and say, hey, by any chance, did you have the herpes? And she said,
it doesn't go away.
And let me just say, she did not get any happier with me.
I bet. So did she have the herpes, or did
she
you give it to her?
She would not confirm nor deny. So I still, like, to this day, feel like I got it from her. And she made out with a bunch of dudes prior to me.
Blaming
which now
her.
Means you made out with a bunch of dudes.
Well, okay. Yeah, you wish, Mel.
Why would you wish that?
So I was like, there's no doubt in my mind that she gave it to me. And look, long story short, I haven't had the herpes since. So,
oh wow,
herpes doesn't go away.
Well, I know
it just sits I have dormant.
It for life. I have it for life, but I haven't had any cold sores since. And I don't think Mayor has. I don't know if I gave it to Mayor, but it does. That is how it's swapped by like saliva, right?
Yeah. Did you have to disclose that to Meredith that you carry herpes?
Yeah. Does she know?
She knows that story.
Does she know that you have herpes?
Yes. I can't tell that story without revealing the fact that I.
Yeah. I just feel like sometimes you would bend the truth a little bit.
Do you know how people are technically, if you're going to hook up with somebody, you're supposed to let them know ahead of time? If you have something like that, like herpes, so that they can decide whether or not they A, want to do it, or B, want to protect themselves, so that then they therefore wouldn't get herpes.
Well, especially if it's like one of the, I mean, herpes isn't bad because herpes is so common. The mouth herpes are common. The genital herpes, that I do not know anything about.
But if you have herpes, I don't know the answer to
this. I feel like if
it's
genital or
if you just have herpes, can it go either way, mouth and genital, or no? Or are those two separate things?
I think it can go either way. I think they're two different viruses. I think. I don't know. I don't know nothing about the medical field. So a doctor's probably listening to this being like, what the hell are they talking about?
I hope a doctor does not listening to this.
Yeah, doctor. If a doctor's listening to this, stop listening right now. You will only get dumber. And you'll get your license taken away from you. But I think it's two separate strands. Maybe you make that a weird science this week, Mel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's Let's Melissa's see how that weird goes science. Over. Weird science. Today, what are you going to teach us about the world from science this week, Melissa? Herpes.
What did you just Google?
Oh,
Melissa?
My gosh.
What? Dude, did you just Google search genital herpes at work?
I said, if you have herpes on your lip, can you get it on your genitals? And AI came back with...
AI? What does AI know?
AI doesn't...
AI's never kissed anyone.
AI's never had herpes.
Yes, it is possible to get genital herpes from having oral herpes and performing... Never mind. Yes.
And performing what, Mel?
Nothing.
Yeah, weird. Why don't you want to keep talking about
and
this?
And performing. I don't think AI would
really
end a sentence.
This is a really riveting conversation.
I don't think AI would produce a sentence fragment like
yes,
that.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they
close it out.
And performing. AI didn't happen to send you any photos with the...
Ew.
I'm asking.
Pervert.
That's not a... You're the pervert.
No, I'm not.
For getting herpes on your phone. Now your phone has herpes.
I didn't think a podcast that started with smell, smell, fart to go off the rails. But I have zoned out so hard for the last 5 minutes.
Why? You don't like talking about that stuff?
I just think the herpes talk went a little long.
Well, no, but wait, back to Mel's question. I do think if you have like, I don't know, is gonorrhea an STD?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
So is chlamydia.
Yeah. If you have chlamydia, if you have gonorrhea, if you have genital herpes, I think, yeah, you should disclose those ahead of time. Probably not in the heat of the moment.
I'll bet you 90% of the time people don't.
I know. I would bet you that too.
Well, Austin's a prime example. He doesn't want to disclose his herpes to anybody.
Okay.
Nailed it. I didn't mean anything by that.
Nailed it. Hopefully not during that time of month.
Oh,
when he's
my
got
God.
Herpes.
Yeah.
They're gone now, guys.
Yeah.
They're never gone.
For sure. They're definitely gone.
You're a carrier.
That's definitely how herpes works.
Yeah,
we're taking STD advice from a guy who just said, is gonorrhea an STD? It has gone in the title. That means it's
you guys
not
better be careful,
there.
Also. I'm going to make out with both of you, and you're going to then be carriers. How about that?
Mm-mm.
That is
not going to happen.
I'm laughing at just you going like, yeah, reveal if you got gonorrhea, if you got chlamydia. And genital herpes, but regular herpes, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Just give them to people.
Herpes of the mouth, that's fine because everyone has those.
It's like chicken pox. Everybody needs
them
at some point.
They do.
Not everybody has that.
98% of the world population. I just looked it up on AI.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Oh, my God, AI.
That's AI.
AI, stop. AI, stop talking.
I'm asking AI right now.
We're on a podcast right now.
What percentage of the population has herpes?
Why are you
on
voice
their mouth?
Texting poop fart butt?
48% of teens and adults under the age of 50.
Okay, well, let's put the over the age of 50.
50%.
Wait, they're excluding a very important factor in that stat.
People forget
the baby boomers. All they did was doodle each other.
What?
The baby boomers. All they did was tickle each other. In inappropriate ways. That's all they did. So
that's
to exclude
true.
People under the age of 50 is excluding. I guarantee you it shoots up to 98% of the world population. If you include baby boomers in there.
What percentage of the world population has herpes?
Oh, good question.
Global population, 67%.
Pretty good, because you got to think about there's some, you think about like all the monks in the world who've never had sex.
Yeah, wait, Google that again, but say not including monks.
yeah take out the monk population. I guarantee you it
Are
skyrockets
you sure
up to 98%.
Have sex? I don't know, maybe they do.
This has been the weirdest.
If they do, it's in silence.
This might be the weirdest podcast we've ever had. These have been the
I know
weirdest.
If you're a priest, you don't.
Well, I think monks are can't be much different, right?
I don't know.
How do we wrap this up?
Well, we should have thought about that before we got gonorrhea and chlamydia.
We didn't get it. You're trying to give it to us.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep trying.
You sicko.
Yeah, come here for a kiss.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Ay, stop!
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.